second episode of Sincerely Us. I'm so happy that a lot of you all gave me feedback on the first episode. I'm taking it into considerations to make Sincerely Us better. But today I have a few co-hosts with me because we're going to discuss the show Insecure. So I have JC right here.
Hello.
I have Jasmine Norris.
Hello.
And then I have Kwan Jones.
Hi.
And then I have Lauren Revis.
Hey, what's up?
All right. So, like I said, the Sincerely Us is nothing more than a brunch with your girls, a conversation with your girls in the car. So this is what tonight is going to be. Don't really judge us. We're giving our true thoughts. You know, you guys think the same way. So what we're going to be focused on is Insecure. It's a new series on HBO. Let me fix that. The creators are Issa Rae and Larry Wilmore. It first aired in October, and it really focuses on the insecurities that women deal with. And it's a Black woman show, but I don't want to think that these insecurities are only labeled to African American women. It also focuses on Molly, who is her best friend. They're drastically different, but it lets the viewers know that insecurities are not just subjected to certain individuals. All of us can be dealing with the same insecurities, and you will really, really not know it based on our appearance. So we're going to jump right in. To prepare for this episode, I created a survey online, and we had some people that participated, and we're going to use some of the responses that I got in this discussion. So we're just going to start with some of our views on the show, just overall. How did we feel when we watched the show? How did we feel when we saw the season finale and all of that?
I felt like it was my life. I just felt like it was my life in the sense that it was my best friend's life. I saw pieces of like almost every Black woman between the ages of 23 and 35 that I know. So it was very relatable. I could relate to it a lot.
I agree with you. I like the rawness of it. I saw myself so many times in Molly about like going back to someone that you have crossed off your list and then kind of thinking, oh, maybe they do have potential. Maybe I left it too soon. I saw myself in Issa's shoes, like, I hate this fucking job. And then, like, no, I don't hate the job. Maybe it's me that needs to change. I saw myself and her other friends, like the one who had her nose up so far up her boyfriend's butt.
She's gonna breathe. She's
yeah.
on house arrest.
She's
getting her ass whooped. They gonna show us that in season two.
That's
me. Hopefully we're not getting whooped.
Lauren,
if you need to. Yeah, I just felt the show was interesting. I see it all in all type of views from the characters. Molly, I just saw it from the point of maybe you just are very fearful of being alone. None of us really want to be alone. And sometimes in that fear, we sacrifice or we deal with men that we don't really want to deal with. And then even myself, sometimes you look at men's financial status and be like, oh, no, they're beneath me. But what does that really mean? We're all beneath someone. And what if a man said they didn't want to talk to you because you're making $70,000 and they're making maybe $90,000? So how would it feel from that point of view? Now, I'm not saying that you can deal, you know, with a broke nigga. I ain't saying $15 an hour, none of that shit. You know, if it's your life, go with it. But I'm saying, you know, you can't always look at that because a man that makes $100,000 might be the same man that treats you like shit. And a man that maybe makes $50,000 is a man that loves you like no one ever has.
I need both.
What you need, love and money?
I mean... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
at the end of the day, love ain't gonna pay the bills, but the money ain't gonna give me love per se. Yeah. You know, I can like things about it, but it's not necessarily gonna give me that love. And going back to the show, I've seen some parts that were more relatable, but some I'm just like, nah, that's just not me. Like, I couldn't pick a character that I felt like that's me. Like, some people are like, I'm Molly. I'm like, nah, I ain't Molly, and I ain't Issa. I mean, they cool and all, and I get that, and I see things that I've done in them, but at the same time, like, that's just not me. I don't know. Like, it's getting to it, because, like, when I first heard of the show, I was like, oh, this is going to be great. This is going to really depict women and Black women, but I didn't really get all of what I thought I was going to get. I felt like I was going to get a little bit deeper. Like, it's okay, the career thing, the relationship and things like that, and dealing with a guy who's not necessarily doing what you want them to do and things like that. But at the same time, it's like, what if you have that, but that person is just not ready to commit? Or what if you're dealing with somebody who has kids and they have the kids and that's their priority and you feel like you're being set to the side? Like, I was looking for something a little bit more relatable. Not to say that it wasn't a good show. I enjoyed some of it. Some of it was a little bit corny. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the rap stuff is kind of eh. But at the same time, it's like, I get it. And I like that there is humor. But there was just like, I was missing a couple of things.
I like the fact that she said no one had kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, no one did.
That's not realistic. That's not realistic. Like, nobody that even Molly dated, because she dated. Yeah. She ain't had nobody that had a situation.
I downloaded that app. They don't have it in D.C. It's like a real thing. The league is really real, but they don't have it in D.C.
Yeah. And, like, not having kids and then, like, dealing with the other girl. Or there was nobody that was even getting cheated on. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody got cheated on until the end after a situation. Mm-hmm. Bitches be in a relationship in the beginning and being cheated on. You the one that decide until he decides, oh, I kind of do want to kick it with
you. Well, this is a comedy series, not love and hip-hop.
True. But at the end of the day, that shit was not comedy when he was banging her back out on the last episode, okay? That was all seriousness, okay? There was just, I don't know. It was just like, okay, I see that, but at the same time, I'm just like, where is the realness that I'm used to? Like, what I see, what me and my girls really talk about.
Yeah, and for a second, because y'all both said something that, like, related. You said that, like, some of the stuff was corny and you didn't really see, you know, yourself and your friends and a lot of the things that were going on, and we all had kind of various opinions on what we saw.
Right.
And you said you couldn't relate to all black girls don't get along and so on and so forth. And I think y'all kind of hitting on the same thing, because I know it's somebody out there that's probably rapping in their window and thinking to themselves, oh my gosh, like, that's me rapping in the mirror. You know, they may not be in our circle, but I liked how Insecure kind of touched on, you know,
the awkward girl.
Yeah.
I mean, there are times where I'm super awkward. And but I don't rap, but I get it, the awkwardness. You're right. Because it's not the stereotypical black girl.
I do it all the time. And I think I have a thought. I just have to put it down. I will be in the car and I'm like,
but you're not rapping, girl. I write down shit as a blogger, but you won't see me going to no open spoken
and
word.
And I'm a
Lauren, L Boogie.
And in front of a crowd.
All right, you guys, so we're back. So, you know, a few things we had to scratch out, you know, getting too deep, you know, a little opinions, a little too much. But it is Sincerely Us, as it's called, you know, like it or not. So we're going to get into the first question. So the question is, what is your opinion on the theory of black women settling for a man in pursuits of having a man as it relates to the main characters of Insecure? So, like, I'm not even going to say the main characters in Insecure, just in life. Do you feel as though, like, black women or even women settle just in pursuits of having a man? Is having half a man better than having no man? Is having someone to hold you better than someone that can take you, not take you to dinner? So let's speak on that. What is your opinion on the theory of black women or women in general settling for a man in pursuits of having a man?
I think it's common. I think we all can say, I'm not going to speak for everyone, but I know I have settled for something in a relationship. And looking back at it, I was like, why the fuck did I, like, settle for that? I know. Now I'm like, well, it's better to have someone right now, and he has potential. He can do this. He's doing this. So I can't sell, like, one point I thought I had to date somebody who had a degree. I'm educated. Why can't my man be educated? Then I look at the statistics. All black men, most black men are not educated.
Child, we educated and shit. Some of us still don't have jobs. So that's just exactly.
But then I thought, maybe I don't want to have a kid. I thought I was settling for someone. I'm like, no.
I used to be the type that didn't want to date someone with kids because I didn't have time for the drama. But now, me as a parent, I can't say my situation is a little different. My situation is kind of better than most. Like, I don't have all of those issues and stuff, but then you can't just say that, oh, I'm willing not to give this man a chance because he has a child. Because at the end of the day, he had a life before you.
Yeah.
And, if you know, you can't just be determining what people have and not having their life and then say what's good enough and not
good enough for you. It's a little bit selfish.
It is selfish, but I do believe in the same thing. You gotta somewhat have, like, these deal breakers or these things that you need.
Absolutely.
But I think in some things you have to look at it as, are these really things that go into character? Is this really something that's going to stop him from loving me? So
I think women should have, not necessarily a legit list, but they should have in mind what they're looking for before they even start dating anybody, period. Because that person is going to be who they are with they have and without what they have, mm-hmm. until they decide to make that change. And you have to be willing to deal with the person that's presented to you. You can't put that person in a position to change it to the person you want them to be. You have to accept them for who they are, whether still working on themselves or they already got their shit together. It's just a matter of knowing what you want and what you can accept and what you won't accept.
I think when we look at it, we always see it from the point of what we want and like how somebody is supposed to be. But what you got to realize is that you attract people. So obviously you are lacking something within for you to attract that type of person. So you can't be like, oh, I want to edit, cut, copy and paste this person to who I want them to be, because obviously something about you was triggered to that person.
That's true.
So you have to look at yourself. Maybe I'm not the best form of myself to attract the type of man I think I deserve.
That's pretty much true. And that's why you accept what you accept, because you're not taking the time to be patient. The person that you feel that you really deserve. You're just settling because you're just like, well, I just want this feeling. And I get it, because I think, I can't say all women, but a lot of women do that just because they want to have that feeling, they want that connection. But sometimes it's not genuine, and you're wondering why they're not coming over when you just want to kick it, and, you know, because that person just doesn't feel the same about you.
So I think that the theory of women settling is a little different. I think of it a little different. I think of it more of some women have standards that are a little unreasonable and unrealistic rather than settling, because I was the one at 18, like, I don't want a man with kids. I want a man who's been to college. I want a man with a car. I want a man with this. I want a man with that. I want this, this, this. And, but we're in a generation of, you look around, everybody got 1, 2 kids. You can scratch it off your list. Jasmine, you're going to be lonely forever if you want a man that ain't got no kids. Let's be realistic.
Me too.
Everybody can't afford to go to college. Are you going to hold that against them?
Baby.
No, you're not, because you can miss out on a good man.
Exactly.
For the fact that you're trying to say, you didn't go to college, but what if that his dream was to go to college, but he can't, didn't have the funds to go to college?
College is not even in it.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I went to college, so I'm like, oh no, I can't be with somebody who didn't go to college. Yeah. Like, but that's not okay.
I think that just comes from not being able to see people who are successful without
college.
Or it's just about our views being limited until we experience life.
Yeah.
Like, we see our parents and we see people around us and what they have, so we believe that this is the image of what love looks like.
Yeah. Right.
And then when you grow up, you're like, fuck what my mother did in 1981. Yeah. It's 2016.
That don't work no more.
That don't work no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think like the fact that some people's standards, and I know mine personally, were just so unrealistic. Like, I had to take a step back and be like, girl, you not looking for no damn Ken Barbie doll? Like, like, this is not real. Like, you need to step back and think about what's actually real. And like, my man working fucking Jiffy Lube. Like, he don't work. In my mind, I'm like, and 18, I would have been like, fuck no, nigga, you work at Jiffy Lube.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, I'm like, you're not fucking knocking niggas over the head. Yeah. You not slinging drugs.
Right.
You may be part-time, but you're not doing it you're not doing it full-time. Like, that's not your only source of income. You got a kid, but you're a good-ass father.
Right.
So, like, I can't knock you for the things that I once said that I didn't want, because those are some of the things that make me the type of person that I am now. Because being with his daughter and being able to be like, okay, next year you're going to have a better job and we're going to work on this, it's like what builds my relationship. And that's all the things that I always say that I never wanted. But it's like, sometimes you got to sit back and those are things that you need.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into what you said and, you know, expectations, you know, of the person that you want to be with and settling, and the character's insecure. I'm reading the question, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, man, how many of our expectations in my mind, you know, just working, are our expectations or what, like in college, being in a sorority, you know, if I'm just keeping it real with myself, a lot of my expectations and standards for the man that I wanted, you know, came from, let's just be real, me being insecure and wanting to floss on somebody.
Yep.
You know, just wanting to floss on somebody. And the moment when I did what my mama told me to do and had an open heart is the moment I met my fiance, you know?
But, like, mine's is, like, the total opposite. Like, a lot of us don't understand, like, how much we fight against the grain of not trying to be like our parents or something like that. And sometimes become them. And I knew, like, the type of boy or man at that time I could present to my mother. So, like, even when I was dating this man in college, I knew firsthand, oh, I'm gonna come up, you can't meet Lorraine. Because I already know how this is going to go. And a lot of times, it wasn't even, yeah, some moments I was happy, but I really couldn't be too happy because who I was trained to be was in the back of my head, like, this is not what you want. And even with dealing with men that I deal with now, it's always to the sense of, is this the image that I want? You know, sometimes even with education, I went to college, I have 2 degrees, you know, I work this job. Can I really be happy with someone that doesn't have a degree? And what the fuck does a degree really have to do with love? So it's sometimes necessarily looking at it like, you really have to get to the point as a woman where you're like, I'm going to do this for me, and this is what I want. My life is not to be aligned with everybody else's, because at the end of the day, you only get one life. And if you live in it at the point of 30, still trying to please and be happy for others, you doing too, not even lonely. You could be crowded with motherfuckers and still not be happy.
You gonna hit a Kanye, bitch.
You just need to, you know, you have to be secure enough in yourself, and it goes back to insecurity. You have to be secure enough in yourself to do what you think is right for you. And what is right for you is not right for everybody else, and that's okay.
Yep. And then why does your nigga like have to, you know, have the same goals and have met the same goals that I have? Like, right. That's the point in having a partner. Like, but, you know.
And we always the first one to say, oh, we don't need a man to compliment our life. I mean, you know, we just want him there to just do things. But if you wanted a man to make this type of money, if you want him to be doing this, baby, what you want him making the money for? If you got your own money, you should be fine. But if you want him to make this money, not saying I don't want no man to buy stuff for me. That's what I'm not saying. But I am saying, like, I don't necessarily need pay to make a certain amount of money for my lifestyle to be a certain way, because I'm already securing that now. I need you to add things that I don't necessarily have already.
I get that, but at the same time, I have to be realistic, because me and a friend had a conversation about that, and she was like, I don't care how much money you make.
I ain't saying that.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear. I'm not saying I'm not going to love him for who he is, but I do need someone who can provide the lifestyle that I'm trying to live.
To me,
and I'm not saying buy me designer bags, shit like that. I'm just saying if we go out on a loan for a house, both our names should be able to go through. That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that he can only make 100. I'm not saying all that shit, because I ain't even there yet. What I'm saying is let's be able to build together financially too.
And I think that even goes something deeper than just money. That's character. That's just looking at where are you right now, what steps are you doing to get there, and how can I know as a woman that I can be secure in you, meaning that you're providing for me. You are that image of a man, and some of us it could be through our father, some of it could be through other men that we had in our life, where I feel as though like I will be all right under you.
Right.
Not saying men and women are not equal, but like under you as my husband or my man. How can I make sure that I'm okay? Yes, I have my own, but let's just say mine disappears. Can you still be the man that I know you to be?
That's what I
like. When I look at my parents' marriage and stuff, both of my parents worked, but at the end of the day, I know if my mother wanted to stop working, my father was there to make things happen. And it's not even about money, but just as a man that he wasn't a character he has as a man, he's going to make sure that everything was all right. And that's what the type of man that, you know, I look for, you know.
But Lawrence was still self-sufficient. So was Enterprise Jared, right? Mm-hmm. They both were self-sufficient.
But for a while, Lawrence didn't have no job.
He didn't have a job, but he had savings. But he had savings, but he also collected unemployment.
He collected
unemployment, I know.
But he had a savings.
He got some money, though. He had savings.
I need you to do more than just having a check coming through. I need you to be productive.
But this is what I can't say about Lawrence. But when you look at Lawrence,
for a while, he wasn't. He got complacent, yes, but you can't say that he wasn't trying to strive.
He wasn't until Ethan got him. He was not looking for jobs.
No, you don't know what he's looking for. He worked on his app because he believed in himself.
There ain't no money.
That's complacent. No, but he had a check coming. So he saying, if I have a check coming, why should I have to stop doing this? Because this is what I'm in my zone.
That's unemployment. It ain't going to last forever. But then, and you can only keep unemployment if you're looking for jobs.
Exactly. So his unemployment ran out. And that's when he got a job.
So he was looking for jobs.
But that's not okay.
But he was looking for jobs. That's why he was getting, he kept him when the lady called him. He's like, oh, you didn't get this job. He was looking for, but this is what I can say.
But he wouldn't settle. That was the problem.
Because he wouldn't,
That was the problem.
He settled.
We got to watch. Settled. a check coming through.
No,
he was the best buy when unemployment stopped.
He didn't settle because unemployment stopped. He settled because that little cashier girl made him feel as though, like, oh, go to Best Buy. It's better than nothing. You know, you can have this or that. And that's what happens when that woman sneaks in and someone from the outside gives you some type of motivation. And it's in a different way than how your original woman is giving you motivation. Because Issa wasn't downing him. She was actually, you know, it's all about presentation, how the message is delivered.
But she was over the shit, and I can understand.
I'm with Issa. I would have been over it, too. But he needed it to be seen from a different point of view. And I think sometimes, as women, and I'm going to say as black women, we go hard to the point that sometimes it's like, bitch, it's shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're right. Like, you could be right, but not perceived in that way. It's just about delivery. And I get it, because women, we get fed up. For a while, we'd be like, all right, I'm going to be
cool. Him because
but
even,
then be like, fuck.
Even when she was like, I'm going to leave him tonight, and Molly was like, no, you're not. And she was like, I'm not, because she loved him. But it's the shit that we get sick and tired of, and it's all about delivery. Because if Issa was saying this shit and communicating it, like we said, beginning from the get-go, it wouldn't have got this worse.
No.
She was like, okay, I'm just going to be quiet because I'm trying to support his dream. You can support his dream while still being realistic. Because if you are unhappy, if supporting someone makes you unhappy, bitch, you ain't being supportive. You just sitting there until you blow up.
That's your burden.
You sitting there until you blow up. No, can't do it. Honey, I understand that you're pursuing your app, but you can do this from hours 7 to such and such, and you can get you a job during the day. But I bet you can get you a job where you can deal with apps during the day and just say you're working on the app and it could be yours.
Just get a job.
Just get a job.
That's what I'm asking for.
I'm sorry, I can't do the name of no job because that's
no,
too much.
No, I don't care. Like, I talk to girls now. I know people who have boyfriends, and they collect unemployment and they sit at home all day. I'm not okay with that. Just because I can say a check is coming through, what are you doing productive? Because you know what? The longer you stay unemployed, that's your resume. You're going to have to explain that gap. You can say, oh, I kept getting unemployment. That shit ain't productive. Go into an interview and say that.
But I feel like you're not, that doesn't pertain to Lawrence, because Lawrence is looking for a job.
No,
but he was, but he, if he didn't want to settle, you can understand, after you get your degree and you work in a certain place, so you don't want to say, oh, I'm going to go and do this.
I'm at that person.
See, that's a
I'm
person that who person. Really don't want to work.
Yes.
Because if you want to work, you will accept anything just to make sure you're productive and
you
have a job.
I'm not even saying that I would accept anything, but what I can say is that money is money. When I graduated from high school, when I graduated from college, I expected to have all these type of jobs. I was a substitute teacher. I worked at Target. I did aftercare, and I was pursuing a master's. So this whole shit of Lawrence, he was still pursuing a job? No. Because what you can't be in a position of saying what money or what is beneath you when you don't have shit. You are at the bottom. Ain't nothing under you. You holding everybody else up.
So let me just say this, and, you know, I did love Lawrence. But, I mean, it was like, there were, like, little things in the show, if you paid attention, that you would, like, see.
Yes.
Like,
oh,
he would, they said he had a savings account. He was still getting money out of his savings. Obviously, he had an awesome job.
Before.
I don't know if y'all paid attention, but he always had on a Georgetown shirt.
Yeah.
So
he
went to an awesome school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was just trying to get his app up and going, which sometimes takes about 2 years, mm-hmm. you know, to do. It takes a long time. So, I mean,
you
I'm just saying,
too.
Issa should have said some shit about
she
2 years ago
exactly.
when he first got unemployed.
Exactly.
Well, no.
I doubt he was drawing unemployment for 2 years.
Did they
know.
Even say how long he was unemployed?
No, but you could see that they once were happy. And I'm not saying that money makes you happy, but I think just the biggest
it
issue
can
with
put a strain
Issa,
on relationship.
Like, moving it on to, like, the next topic. It's just if you don't communicate.
Because I doubt they moved
communication,
to that apartment when he had no job.
Yeah. They, right. If you saw the flashbacks, they had a job. They were doing all this together. And Issa, but this is my thing about Issa. Did Lawrence look at you sideways? Because, bitch, nonprofits don't make money.
At all.
They don't make money. So did he look at you sideways? When
and
he
she hated her job.
She didn't.
For the first time, she hated her job.
I think it's not necessarily the job she hated. I think it was the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you work for nonprofit, it has to be in your heart. So I don't believe that it's she didn't like her job.
Or the people she worked with.
Right.
Yeah.
They were dumb.
Yeah.
They dumb.
Yeah.
You know, see black people.
But at the same time, she was making an impression to make sure that those kids didn't have to deal with because of the people who were in the office wanted to put them in certain situations.
But even Molly said she'd been complaining for 5 years and didn't want to make a change. So that's something within her, too.
So she was no different than Lawrence. I think sometimes it's easier.
But Lawrence just had to, well, he got fired, however, but.
But no, even that, I think it's just easier for us
she had
to detect flaws
in
others before looking at ourselves.
Happy.
So, like, my thing with that is, like, how does that build into, like, insecurities? Like, I wrote a post that's coming out next year about women are just not just insecure. Like, sometimes people be like, oh, she got daddy issues, or she has this, or, you know, I don't think, like, women are just, like, insecure. Like, I'm a grown woman right now, and I have a lot going for me, but I have my moments and my days that I'm insecure, you know, and it comes out, not saying I'm walking around here crying, thinking about, you know, doing something, but everybody has something that they're insecure about, and everybody has things that trigger insecurities to come out.
See, but that's my thing about insecurity. Like, I put on your post, I think everybody is insecure. It just depends on what it is. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a physical thing. It could be a characteristic, or when you go to work, you just don't feel confident when you're presenting in front of people. Mm-hmm. Those are insecurities. It's not necessarily emotional or something that's a legit flaw. I think it's just something we don't feel as confident about. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that's, everybody has it. And I think a part of the problem is we are afraid to embrace failures and to embrace differences, because we think that's bad, or it's something, oh, we are ashamed about. Everybody fails at some point. Everybody is not always going to do 100. Your expectations are not always met, but that's realistic, and that's just life. And I feel like we look at it as bad. Well, we shouldn't. It should be looked at as a learning experience, or somewhere where we just need to grow a little bit more. We just need to focus a little more attention on making it positive rather than negative. Because a lot of times we look at these insecurities as negative. And they're not necessarily as bad as we really think they are. They're just things we should work on.
I agree. And you know what? I actually said, hitting on that insecurity thing, that a lot of people didn't really, you know, see or whatever. I think that Molly and I think that women in general don't want to date a man who is bisexual because they are insecure. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had a talk with a gay man, and he asked me, what's wrong with, you know, dating somebody that's bisexual if they're into you, or somebody that experienced a different, you know, sexual experience if they're into you? And I think it's insecurity. I think it's the insecurity that as a woman, you know, I'm already like fighting to be super secure and trust somebody in my relationship. But then to know on top of that, that you've experienced things with a man, something that there is nothing about me that can compete with that of a man. He has something that I don't have. I think the underlying issue with, you know, bisexuality, besides the whole, you know, feminization of the man, is the fact that women are insecure. Like, because you never know, you know,
I respect
would
that.
This nigga go back and but do this shit?
I think, and that's the fear of the unknown. That's yeah. What insecurities, it's just the fear of the unknown. Like, cause even for me, like, I can say right now, oh, yeah, if he just had a nigga give him a blowjob, you know, it's not like he participated in that. Because, you know, when you're drunk and shit, you do, and it's, you know, I'm making excuses now, but whatever. He participated in a blowjob. He wasn't the one giving services. He was the one that was receiving them. But me knowing me, it would just, I would be insecure in the sense of maybe this was something that he did like. Maybe I'm about to be like the author. What's her name? The maid waiting to exhale. I'm not trying to be with this man for 10 years and then he decides 7 years in a marriage that he wants to go back. You know, and that's just the fear. And it also goes into the fear of being embarrassed. That's why we don't accept our insecurities, because exactly. We can't be embarrassed.
Exactly.
We can't seem flawed.
Exactly.
And we all walk around here as if everything is okay, and it's not. Like, if we were more comfortable in our failures as we were in our successes, we would be better.
Exactly.
I just think
yeah.
We just would be better.
It's just about recognition, because we are not perfect. Everybody wants to do what they have to do to look as well as they look. But at the end of the day, that's how you want people to see you. But people still gonna look at you how they feel like they wanna look at you. Mm-hmm. And that's just life. You can do as much as you want to look like a great person, but the person is just gonna accept you for who they think you are. And that's how it is sometimes at work, I feel. Like, this one girl wants to be my friend so bad. I can't be her friend because of the person she is. Like, I don't care how nice you think you are to me, but I know the person you are, and that's just not genuine, and I can't be that.
Well, one of the people on the survey said, and I really found this interesting, because I think sometimes as women, we use this to overcompensate the other categories in our life. So it says, I wouldn't generally say that women are insecure. I would say that women are more independent. Women have leadership roles at work. Women are at the top of their game in many instances. These successes, I believe, can be intimidating for the man, and oftentimes we play ourselves down. Let me just say, I think women do play themselves down sometimes to get a man. But I do think we get these things to compensate for not having a man. And we like to attribute not having a man to these things. And my thing with women like that is, I'm not gonna say it. Women, do you think that other men don't have what you have? And if they have what you have, why haven't, you know, you attracted that type of man? You can't just keep saying that, oh, since I have these things, men are intimidated by it. No, you're insecure to the fact that you think that in order for a man to love you, he has to have that. Because if you look at Molly, she was a 3-year lawyer in the firm. And just because this man worked at Enterprise, she really thought he was beneath her. But my sense of that, why, you can't only look at careers, because careers don't really mean much of anything. We know a lot of people that are in positions that clearly or should not have that job.
Absolutely.
And what does a job really have to do with love? So I think sometimes as women, we strive in these categories, and it ultimately becomes our biggest letdown, because we just think that we're so much better because we have these things, and really, I just don't.
I think a part of that, I think it's a cultural problem, not necessarily women, because men will put you on a scale just being judged by your look. So we treat ourselves as if we have to measure up to each other too. So I think that's part of the problem, that we feel like we need to have this type of stature because they program women to believe that. And I feel like women, just it like with careers, we have to prove ourselves much harder, especially in a corporate office. I work in a corporate office, and our senior leadership is pretty much all men. And I work for a company that makes products for women and babies. So our upper leadership is all men. But I feel like women have to fight harder to prove themselves just because they're not at that level, or they're just not seen as equals. And that just goes to a lot of socioeconomical problems with the pay gap and things like that. And look at the black woman. Look at where she's placed. Like, it's just like black men have problems now, but black women are ignored. So I just feel like that breeds the insecurity too, because you have to put yourself on a different level, and you have to measure yourself just to equal up to the standards that they've told us this is what you're supposed to equal up to.
So I'm gonna go the opposite way. I think those are realistic thoughts, but I don't live those thoughts or those experiences. And the word insecurity, I don't really care for that word, because it is seen as so negative. I think with women being very successful and like very overdriven, I know personally my dad raised me to be like that. It had nothing to do with anything that like I wanted or that I like tried to compensate for. My dad raised me like that. He raised me like, you grind. If you want this stuff, you grind. Like, you have nice things now, but that didn't come out of your pocket. It came out of my pocket because I worked for it. Like, you worked. I was 12 working 12-hour shifts. Like, that had nothing to do with mine. And that was very illegal. Very illegal.
But the man,
he raised me. He didn't raise me to be like, oh, honey, like,
No, I'm not saying that.
Like, he taught me to fight and for what I want. And that's what I do. I bust my ass. I don't run from a dollar. I will go to work. All hours on my break, I'm working. I'm applying for part-time jobs because that's how I was raised. I was raised that you go, you work. If you want stuff, you don't wait for people to hand it to you. You go and you get your shit.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, I don't think that's an insecurity. That's to cover any insecurities, but that's how I was raised. I don't know any other way. But does that impact my relationships? I would say yes, because I was raised so independently,
right,
not as so much of a flaw or as an insecurity, but I was raised so much independently that I don't rely on other people. I don't have that, I need you. Like, I emotionally need you,
right,
but I don't need you.
Absolutely.
Because a strong man raised me to be
a strong.
I
think that's a problem.
It is a very big problem, but I don't know any other, and I don't think that it's an insecurity of mine. Like, I have grown to be able to be like, step back. You're doing too much. And that's something that I've learned to do. It didn't go overnight. Like, still, I'm like, oh, I'm taking out my trash. I don't need you to do it. But my father, even now, as I'm getting older and I'm dealing with men and I'm in relationships, he's like, you cannot do that. You have to let a man be a man.
Right.
But in the back of my head, I'm like, but you taught me these things. so that if I never in my life meet the man of my dreams, that I'm not sitting in somebody's hotel with a gun in my head like, oh, I don't know where to go. Like, I know what to do with my life. Yeah, I know where to go with my life. But it's a very big problem because I don't know how to let someone come in and be like, let me do this for you. I'm like, I got it.
But people do treat women who are too strong or who are strong as like, oh, you don't need a man. And that just goes like, not to say you don't need a man, but to be independent. That's something that a lot of people don't have the courage to say that they've been that. You know, to be independent, go out and do your own thing. Some women, like housewives, like up until, what, the 1950s, women were known as housewives. So a woman who's more into going for her career or going for her education and getting her own, and men like, well, damn, what do you need me for? Not that I don't need you, but know that without you, I'm going to get it regardless. Right. And I feel like society does make women feel like, well, damn, you don't need it. And it does make you feel like you're insecure. Like, you have to, like, hold something back from yourself. You have to hide a part of you if that's who you are.
I think it's just, I just feel like it's all about, like, sufficiency. And I feel like it's about being a chameleon. It's about being able, knowing how to turn it on and turn it off. Like, if I'm at work, I work in corporate America. I'm a consultant. I work in IT systems. Then I know if I'm around a certain group of people, then especially if I'm the only woman in the room, then sometimes I have to be more aggressive,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, but if I'm at home with my man, yep, then it's I'm chilling, you know, I'm just chilling. And I think it goes to what Lauren said. It's a bigger problem when you can't just be relaxed around your man, you right. know, like
that ain't the man for you.
That's a whole different subject. That's not even, that's settling to me, mm-hmm. because that's not really what you want. Or you're dealing with somebody who's just not settling.
It's just some women are just too damn aggressive. Yeah. Just tone it down some, girl.
And that's it. Yeah. Doesn't come overnight, because I can honestly say that was an issue for me in the beginning of my relationship. It's not that he's not the man for me. It's just that I didn't know how to mm-hmm. let him yep. be a man yep. because mm-hmm. in my relationship before him, I was the man. Mm-hmm. I had to do everything that I thought a man should do. I was doing.
Not Jasmine.
Right. I was doing.
I hear you.
Like, he didn't take out my trash. So when this man came along and was like, oh, I got your trash. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, oh, I got your trash. I'm like, nah, shorty, I don't, what you picking up? What? Trash? Mm-mm, I got the trash.
Nah,
and but months later, it's like, I'm leaving the trash in the trash because I know you got me in that area.
It's just
like,
growth.
It's a gradual yeah. release because yeah, it's like, at the end of the day, as girls, my father was like, you take the trash out. Like, you wash the dishes. Like, you work. And when I'm at work, I work. I don't believe in that. Oh, I know that women are underpaid and you got to fight twice as hard, but I feel like that's just the grind.
Yeah.
That's just the grind to me. Like, I go to work and I bust my ass. I don't care if it's male, female, boy, girl, green, purple, orange. I'm going to show you what I know, and I'm going to show you why I deserve to be here. If you don't take that, then you don't take it, but you can't never say that I didn't show you what I knew.
Right.
Like, in my interviews, you're going to say, oh, you talk too damn much. You know too much. You will never say, oh, you're underqualified, or I didn't know that you do what you was supposed, what you was talking about. That'll never be me.
Okay. So, since we all know who we are and how strong we are, let's yes. think about dating potential. Like, I'm seriously someone that just thinks that, you know, potential is a setup. You know, sometimes you have to look at people for who they truly are, and sometimes potential is a setup. But I can say that prospect and having potential is something different. I think a lot of times we use the word potential in the sense of, okay, this little boy grew up with Michael Jordan, so he has the potential to maybe be a basketball star like him. But if you're not doing anything to cultivate those skills, I don't really care about potential. And I think sometimes we settle for the idea of what a person can be because that's what we see in them. But what about what they see in themselves? Because like I just told Lauren before we started, I'm not interested in a project. I'm already raising a black son, and that is a project in itself. Like, I'm trying to raise him so he's not a project for some bitch when he's 25, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not interested in, like, raising a man. I think sometimes as black women, we coddle men, and we take them on as our own children, and that limits us. I don't need a man to be my child. I don't need my man to be my project. And I this is what I can say from the other side of it. Sometimes men do grow. Like, my father comes from this small town in North Carolina, and all he knew was, you know, sitting on the porch, chilling. And my mom, she came from much of nothing also, but she knew the type of life that she wanted. So through 36 years of marriage, you know, you kind of mold and shape a man into who his fullest potential. But it's not a sense wherein my father wasn't doing things that he needed to do as a man. So he was still providing, but let's just say maybe he thought, you know, Skechers were the shoe that he should wear instead of New Balances. So my mother helped him understand, no, baby, right. You know, we're not doing that. But I think sometimes women, we just settle with the situation of this is who he is. It could be whatever he has. Maybe he has bomb D. Maybe, you know, he gives good massages. You know, the D make you, you know, make do some stupid things. We all have done a few things for the D. Or maybe you just see something in him that you really want to come out. But we all have instances where we know that sometimes no matter how much we see, how much we are there to support, how many opportunities we give them, it doesn't come out. Him. So when do you decide that dating potential is no longer efficient for your life?
When you don't motivate your man to be the best man that he can be. I think that's how you know if, this is just my opinion, I think that's how you know if your man really loves you or not. If you motivate him to be the best him that he can be. You know what I'm saying? If you've been with a dude for, you know, 6 or 7 months and you've had conversations and he sees what you and your friends are doing and he's still in that same place, then that nigga is a project. That's not somebody that's a prospective. And what are we all looking for at the end of the day if you're in a relationship? Husband.
True.
You know?
But I also think that, not to say that I don't agree, because I totally agree, but I also want to say that I feel like we're always growing. Like, we're in our 20s. We ain't done. We ain't even experienced some of the things that people 10 years from us have experienced. So I feel like we're always growing. Not that I say I'm taking care of a man or I'm trying to grow him up, but there are things that I'm still working on as a person where I don't feel like I'm in a bad place, but I know where I want to be. So I'm still growing. So I have to acknowledge that that might be in that person. But we should have conversations while you're using the word dating. I think we should touch on that. Because dating to me isn't, I'm in a relationship, we go out. No, I mean dating as in let's get to know each other. Let's do things outside of the box. Let's do something I wouldn't normally do, but you really like. I mean getting to know the person before you're in a relationship saying this is my man. Because I personally believe in long dating process. Because if I date you long enough, I really know if I really want to be with you. Because I'm not in the business of jumping into a relationship to say I'm in a relationship or to say that that's my man because I want him so bad. I got him now. No. I want to know this is the person who I can see myself being with long term. I don't want to just date you because I think you're cute or we're going to have good sex or I really want somebody. No. I want somebody who I can see myself being with or they see that in me too. I don't want to just date and start and jump into a relationship and then get to know you and test things out. I want to test things out before I actually say I'm committed to you. Because I know me and I know how guys are and other people. I ain't talking to just one person. I might like that one person, but I got other ones just in case you're not available or I just want some other attention. But I'm not going to get rid of them situations until I know you are the person that I want to replace those situations. You're giving me what I get in those other people. So I feel like dating should be more of an experience than just, oh, we've been talking a little bit, let's jump in a relationship and then get to know each other. That's just not what I want to do. I think that's more of a waste of time. Then you're in a relationship trying to figure out how can I escape this.
So let's just change the terms. So when you are in a relationship, because I think
like
that
courting.
Courting is dating to me.
We should all court.
Yeah. Courting is dating to me. In a relationship is, to me, isn't dating.
Yeah.
That to me, that's a whole different thing. I don't know how people use terms, but I think dating is just hanging out, kicking it. Because I can do that with multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
You are not that. You, until you are in a relationship, dating. It's just casual to me.
It is.
I'm not going to say I'm in a relationship with somebody, but we dating. Nah. Mm-hmm. We together.
Because you could be dating someone and still be other people in the picture. Exactly. And like, relationship is when you sit down that conversation like, I have enjoyed the X amount of time I've spent with you, and now I think I only want to spend time with you.
Exactly.
And I think that goes into a situation, a whole another topic again, where people confuse these terms and don't even be knowing what they be getting into.
Exactly.
You be thinking you in a relationship, and they're like, nah, girl, I got a whole nother girl over here with a baby on the way. We kicking
into it. We just cool.
Yeah.
I thought we was hanging out.
We've been cool for 2 years.
Thank you.
I've been cool.
Yes. We've been kicking it. And you thought you was in a whole relationship. And that's what we're not going to do. And that's why I'm like, I want a long dating process, because when it comes down to it, ain't going to be no question.
I like that.
And that's just not what it's going to be. Like, I'm not going to sit with you. And like I said, I feel like with more maturity, you feel like this. Because a couple of years ago, I didn't think like this. But now I'm just at a point where I'm not about to waste my time or yours. Like, I did that today with a guy. I'm just like, I don't see this going nowhere.
Yeah, I feel like I'm there now.
I really don't. I'm like, this is pointless. Mm-hmm. He want to go back and forth, but I'm like, I don't care to go back and forth because I don't see that potential with you.
Yeah, my time is more valuable these days. Now I'm just like, after 2 weeks, I'm like, you know what? I don't have time to waste your time.
Right.
I wasted enough of my time.
Right.
And that's fine. And I feel like as I've gotten older, I've gotten better with letting go.
Because
I think when I was younger, I was like, oh, I'm like a whore. Like, I'm going to keep you as a friend, keep you as a boo.
Yeah, because just in case.
And then you're
just, I might miss you.
And in therapy. And I'm like, no. Like,
or being attached to people to the point where you're just like, I have to have someone, and this is just what I have. Like, right now, this is my option, and this is the one I'm going to keep. And I'm just like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, come on, sweetheart. That's not what you need to do.
That's not, but sometimes we do fall on that because at the time, we're just like, that's just what I got. I'm going to deal with it because I want that attention. I want, because a lot of times, I just want attention. It ain't even necessarily that person
somebody
I want.
Your butt when it's cold.
It's like, I just want the attention, and then I'm just like, oh.
But like, I think like even with the attention, it's a situation where you know that and that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just a situation where you're just like, oh yeah, this works. But when women know, even individuals, when you know what you want, you can play the game however you want to play it. So if you just want this individual right there for that attention, use him for that, and
that's
then it goes on. And you won't become hurt because in your mind you have already mentally told yourself what you want. But I think sometimes women don't want or have not done that. Because I can think back when I was 21. I remember when I was 21, I didn't really want a relationship with this man. I just wanted the D. And I really thought in order to get the D, I needed to pursue a relationship. And I'm going out with this nigga, and I'm just like, this nigga is dumb as shit. Mm. Like, we can't have no real life conversations because real life out of the bedroom,
that's a problem.
You know.
Had me question myself.
Exactly. But with age, you come to realize, I'm confident in what I want, and I don't care if anyone agrees with it, but this is what I want right now, and that's what I'm doing.
And then at the end of the day, it's your business. Nobody knows you open your damn mouth. So close that a little bit, and maybe you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Or deal with guys with discretion who don't even talk and run their mouth. Or I like to deal with dudes that don't know each other. That's a clean getaway.
But now you're grown, so I mean...
Correct.
We talk about each other when we're together.
Correct. But at the same time, it's like, okay, if we stop, I don't have to worry about hearing about you from somebody else.
I feel like I'm at the point I'm grown, I gotta worry about hearing about me. If we all
grown. I don't know, because when I be on Twitter, I be scarred. So I'm like,
oh, see, I'm
been watching people's relationship, and I be like, I hope nobody ever screenshot my conversations on this.
Now, that's how you be careful what you be saying. Call me. Mm-hmm. Shit.
What?
You can't.
What? I said, oh, we don't have serious
conversations.
I'm gonna
call you for everything.
He asked about dinner. We don't have serious conversations.
Call me.
Text.
I prefer macaroni and cheese. Why couldn't you text that? I don't know. I prefer
it's important.
Hearing your voice.
Right.
So I think it's going to get
you wasn't
going to
understand my tone.
I think it gets to the biggest issue of season one of Insecure. Cheating. Like, and when I say this, I think, like, a lot of people are going to have different views. Is it ever okay to cheat? Can people forgive people for cheating? Can you move on from cheating? Like,
no.
What do you guys
No, you can't cheat.
No.
Yes, you can forgive a person for cheating.
No, we don't even
and then,
be back
yes,
together.
You can move on.
But that don't mean I'm
that don't mean
you.
It's gonna be me. But
no.
I see you can have those options because I see people all the time do it. And I just feel like you're better than me. But at the same time, their mental situation is a lot different from mine. Mm-hmm. If they feel like they can't survive without their man, or they love them so much that they can't forgive him because they see something in them, go for it. Because that's not the man I'm laying with at night. I don't got to look over and make sure you're still there. Mm-mm. I can't do it.
I found it really interesting when Molly asked Issa, like, do you still want to pursue a relationship? I can't think of the other guy's name. After Daniel, she had sex with Daniel, would you, still want to pursue sex? Like, would Daniel you want to go back with him? And Issa was just like, no. And this is what I can say. And when I say this, this is what I'm saying. This is not for my life. Because the way Lauren Lee is set up, if you cheat on me, I can't stay with you. Because I'm going to be that psycho bitch that no one wants to deal with. Like, you say you going to the corner store, I might very well be hopping in that Honda Coupe to make sure that you are at that corner store. And I personally don't have time for that, exactly. So I can't stay with you. And I can't be insecure.
The energy of that.
Exactly. Or the insecurity of that, or me always questioning if I'm enough. But I like what Molly said, like, if you did cheat in a moment, because you know sometimes shit happens. Not saying that shit happens is something I can deal with. No. Shit happens, and everything is a choice. So let's just say you give in to that pressure, and let's just say it was just that. Like, you realize that that's not what you really want. And sometimes we can think of incidents where we pursue something that we thought we really wanted, and when we got it, we like, oh, no, I appreciate what I have. Now, it's wrong that you appreciate after you've done something wrong, yeah. But let's think about it. If someone cheats and then they realize that that's not what I want and I made a mistake, do you think that it's a possibility of you moving on from that? Or then, like, you just cheated and you're just like...
I don't feel like cheating can happen if you're not in a position to be able to cheat.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah. Why are you alone with that person that you could cheat?
But girl, cheating is different.
People fuck in the bathroom. I feel like any position.
Why are you in the bathroom? But why are you in the bathroom? Like, why are you in the bathroom?
Why are you in the church?
Y'all could be talking, getting drunk, and fucking
you
in the bathroom
be.
Anywhere. Like,
but the problem is you shouldn't be in that situation to get to it. Something had to lead with that to that. This is premeditated. Like, this is premeditated. You ain't just... run into the room and they happen to be snuck in your house.
That's, I get what you're saying. You're saying basically you won't be in a situation with somebody you're attracted to if you cut off a relationship
or
with
you don't
that
put
person
yourself
that
to
you're...
be in that situation, period. I don't see how that I've been in situations where I could have done that, but I didn't because I didn't put myself in a situation too. And the time that I was close to it, I was just like, whoa, like, we can't do this. Because I'm thinking about what's going to happen afterwards.
But
yeah,
you
cut
off the relationship with that person.
And that's what I didn't do because I got something that I didn't get from my boyfriend at the time. But at the same time, I was like, no, I can't do this. I would rather not have any ties to him.
But well, that's
I
cheating.
You, though. I hate you, though.
Cheating? I feel like
cheating is not only, and I think this is what you're saying. Cheating is not only sex.
Yeah. Yes.
Cheating, like, when we think, I can think about that Tyler Perry movie when the girl was thinking about, like, she was just pursuing, he was sending her flowers and just entertaining that.
To me,
that's cheating.
You, like, entertaining an intimate bond with somebody,
that's cheating.
That's more
18 years later, I cheated.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
I feel like mental is cheating because when you do something sexual, it's already premeditated.
I think sexual is temporary, but mental and emotional, that shit
you
stays.
Gone.
Because you could be married to somebody, faithful to your wife, but that bitch is in the back of your head, and that's deeper than me, than you physically doing it. So, like, when I was in college, I cheated on this dude, and to this day, I have never told this man. I let it go. Cause
now
it was
you
just,
did.
Well, he don't know. I talked to many, you know, different people in college. Not many.
Okay,
so I'm the thought now. All right.
You said
so,
that.
So
I'm the cheater, apparently.
We all have our Curtis words. So, like, I cheated. I had sex with this boy. And I ain't gonna lie, I enjoyed it, but I realized afterwards that I'd rather have what I had with the man that I was dating than that. And I never told him because I knew at that time it would be something that wouldn't be understood and I didn't want to lose. And from that moment on, I never cheated again, nor did I think about pursuing something with this dude. And I have to question myself now, if he would have done something like that, would I have been as accepting? I would just say in my head, to be honest with you, don't tell me. If you're not going to act on that again, I'm sorry. Don't tell me.
Don't tell me.
Because in my mind, I knew I did something wrong and I never pursued it again.
Better said than done because I had an ex and we went through something and...
Let me know.
And it was emotional, like a mental cheat, like an emotional cheating thing. Even though I felt like it went further, but I went further and I cheated on him. But I took a part...
Exactly. That don't even sound like a healthy relationship.
We slept for a long time.
Y'all
But see, this is my problem.
That's even neither here nor there.
People see cheating,
I think...
So I can make my own decision.
For what?
What? I need to know. I just want to know for myself. Because the thing is...
What if I don't want to be with your cheating ass?
But no, what if
that's your decision though?
So it's text messages. That's not fair. No, because we can get deep in this. Is texting, entertaining a text conversation cheating?
Certain emojis after certain.
Depending what you're saying.
Nah, because
it depends on who it is.
He's
if you done something, you got it.
But even if you didn't do anything, he's entertaining something that has. Lead to something else, and he's entertaining a woman that is not you.
Like, baby, let me put you real. But as okay, a woman,
you want to feel type of way?
If what?
If a girl felt, like if it's appropriate enough to text your dude at midnight, they could be friends.
Shit, no, they better not.
But how you know? That could
don't
be
text them at 2 o'clock.
Don't text them at 1 o'clock p.m.
Thank you.
Let me just say this. Let me say this. As a woman that is about to be married, if my fiance has any new female friends, then it's an issue, especially if she's single. There's no reason that somebody that is about to be married needs to have friends. What the fuck you need friends for?
No, friends I don't know.
Friends,
yeah.
Since he has a friend that's come to our wedding, they've been friends since college, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Cool, that's wonderful, that's great.
Check that bitch's gate too.
But I mean, I think it's just rules. I would never disrespect Curtis by having a male. Exactly. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's the thing. Men don't text me.
What you gonna text me for?
It just goes down to respect at the end of the day.
That's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't even. When he was having them damn noodles and shit at the mall with baby girl, I thought he was out of line.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have even been chilling with
the
her
fact that
shit.
She came to Best Buy, and I ain't gonna lie, her body was everything. Said, oh, you wanna go?
Bitch!
You hear me talk about my girlfriend multiple times? And see, this is why, that's why women are daily. You knew! You knew! And you still pursue. And you know why you still pursue? Because he did not put a barrier between that shit. Women love that. Oh, he must want it. He must not be. He must not be high. Because women be thinking men are not really stupid. I'm not saying men are stupid, but some of them up with some shit over their head. And he didn't stop it. Exactly. He didn't stop it. Because my thing is, who the fuck is coming to Best Buy to buy some goddamn batteries? There's people that can buy batteries.
In the TV section.
It's just so expensive. Batteries ain't cheap. Like,
she needed for her
body. And then you, all of a sudden, that little conversation that you ignored led you to her house after Issa was in fucking, where was she?
Santa Monica.
Somewhere. And you was fucking the shit out of her.
The shit. And that was
But then I'm not gonna lie to you, I think he did deserve that because Issa, no matter how unhappy you are, you just don't deny sex. You can't just have your man out there not getting sex because then he gonna pursue that shit somewhere else. Because if I'm with a man, I'm sorry, he not having sex with me.
Baby, we got a problem. Why? That's a different
question.
Because
here's my
question. Why can't you deny sex? Because if it's my body,
I don't think they were attracted to each other.
That's different. But every time I try to have sex with you and you are saying no, I'm thinking, who the fuck are you fucking? Because if you're not fucking me and your right hand is not like my pussy, it's not what I need to be thinking.
Especially if you have a regular sex life.
She wasn't happy.
I wouldn't be turned on by
that. And that should have been a sign that they needed to probably take a break or go to therapy.
It should have been a sign, and that's what I'm talking about. If something needs to be said. Because let's just say if Bae just tells me, no, Lauren, I don't want to have sex. That's understandable. I'll come to you again. No, because I get it. Because sometimes, you know, women don't be feeling. I'm like, baby. But, you know,
I
if you come to me.
I like that.
Okay, all right. Keep going. Okay. And if you told me again, oh no, I don't.
Even if I
I'm
don't.
I'm like, yeah. My first question is, do you have an STD? Nigga, is there something going on that I need to know about? Is there something wrong with my pussy that you haven't told me yet?
I don't know.
Number three, who else are you fucking?
Like,
it had to be a time. And my thing is that it's not necessary to turn it down. Sometimes you're just not into it. Even when you had sex, so you're not into it. That's a form of turning it down.
That's not me.
Okay,
so
you
been
rushing like
with someone that has sex every day.
I didn't say that. I just said I ain't never turned it down. I ain't say how much I want to have it. I just said
your relationship is like
man. Yeah,
like,
your relationship.
No, I told a nigga his dick.
I was
whack.
In a relationship in college, and I was staying that's in this man's house. And when I tell you, we were having sex maybe 2 to 3 times
but
a day.
No,
and that shit is too.
We're not talking about
people just came over. Exactly. Vagina doesn't work anymore.
Exactly. Or like when I like to have like 2 hours and shit. No, next day we.
But you don't see your man every day. Be fucking him every day.
If you have sex Like every single day, your vagina is gonna become desensitized. Loose.
Well, I got a whole week I go without sex thanks to Mother Nature.
Bye.
Bye. Next topic. Bye.
Some weeks I have to skip a birth control to make sure they don't even come. Hey, you want, we got an extra week. Bye. Is that my birthday on the Himalayas?
You get on my nerves. So
get that back. It's just hard for me to lay next to a man and not do anything.
Mm-hmm. And then I think this is what I can say. And like when I say this, I don't want it.
I mean, I don't have to have sex, but I ain't gonna turn it down.
I think like with that, it goes to maybe the sense of relationships that you're having. Not, and I don't want it to seem like I'm judging. Like, that's not what I'm saying. Okay, it's just like the sense of, like, cause I've been in the same situation where every time I lay in bed, I wanted to have sex. Yeah, but then you begin to question, like, when things get a little deeper, or it's not only just sex, could it be a case where that is not what you were wanting? Cause sometimes I like to cuddle without having sex, but I'm not gonna lie to you, most times, 80% of the times when we cuddle, shit gonna pop off because. Last question. One thing I can say about this podcast, we have really gotten into deep into some topics, and it's really exposed us to each other in a different way, other than us just drinking together, you know, shopping together, us being cousins and stuff. It just makes us look at each other in a different way, not negative, but just growing as women. So the last question is, will the outside woman always receive more credit than the woman who was actually down during the struggle? So Jasmine was saying that's something that she like really didn't understand. So this is a scenario I have. Let's just say you're with an up-and-coming basketball star. You've been with him in high school. You decide to go to college with him. And then maybe 2 weeks before he supposedly actually makes it, you and him have an argument, and you're just like, fuck it. Not in the sense that you don't love him anymore, but you've had enough and you want to take a break. During those 2 weeks, someone else comes in and takes all the credit of everything that you have been building. And so when he signs that contract, she's the bitch that's beside his side, moving into the mansion with all that. So how do you feel about you being down for the cause and then the side chick, outside woman slips in and, you know, cashes your check? How would you feel about that?
I'm gonna beat both of y'all ass.
Okay.
I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like that person doesn't have the emotional connection that you have with that person. Mm-hmm. You grew with that person, you've been with that person through ups and downs. And I'm gonna be honest, if a girl can creep in and get him that easily, he wasn't never yours.
He wasn't never yours.
The time I invested was not necessarily in vain, but obviously he didn't appreciate it enough for me to stay his woman. And not because it was his decision either, because I believe everything happens for a reason. But if she can slip in and get him, that's meant to be for her and not for me.
But you gotta think, in like Lawrence and Issa's situation, the new chick ain't know how long he bound to work. The new chick ain't know like how much Issa had to put in rent. The new chick ain't seen Lawrence at his worst. So sometimes when somebody can bring it up to you and be like, oh, but I'm paying all this shit, this new chick don't gotta say that.
No.
He's saying with the new chick, well, it's new. It's,
you want me to tell you
she
how
she worships
it's
him?
It's chick, deeper to the sense of the new chick having lower standards than Issa. She's not even on the same level of Issa. No. So things that might look terrible to Issa is not gonna look the same. They got different views.
Exactly.
Issa's in the penthouse, this bitch on the second floor. She don't know what it looked to look on the skyline.
The new chick sees potential.
And then at the same
time, she sees potential in herself.
But does he see it in her? Because we didn't see them on a date.
Exactly.
We saw him blowing her back out.
Exactly.
So
back
he
out,
found
back
her
out.
Number late at night. I gotta go somewhere. I'm homeless. I'm gonna call this bitch, get some pussy, and lay up. But we never saw his stuff in her house.
Exactly.
He could
also be in his car on the way to his friend's house.
Yeah, so we gave her too much credit. We gave him too much credit.
Did he have
disrespectful
a car?
Ass.
Yeah, he had a car.
I don't know if he had a car.
He had an old Jaguar.
He had a Jaguar.
But at the end of the day, you ain't seen him on no date. You ain't see him kicking on the couch laughing
and
giggling.
That's what she's for.
Exactly.
Or
so
it might have been revenge.
I think that too.
He
but at
back.
The same time, like, I can be in my feelings because that's the person I loved and I guess I wanted to be with. But like I said, if she could slip in again, he ain't mine. And that's just what
but
it
then
is.
I and sometimes aww. With that theory, I don't think that's necessarily true. I think sometimes we can be
so I'm
so,
a fight for him?
No, I'm not even saying that. Sometimes men can be so men are not
bad
trained to be not even trained to move in emotions. It's seen as a sign of weakness. So like a man could really know that he's making the wrong decision, but him having the courage, him making that attempt to say, I fucked up, I want you, that's a lot. And even sometimes it's a lot for women because you don't want to feel like you're stepping out there and it won't be received.
Yep.
So it's like you gotta I just try to see everything from different types of
people. I feel like when he called her at the club, I'm not saying he apologized, but I think he low-key was like, I still care, but I can't do it right now.
But he said when you get back. He didn't picture that bitch come back that night.
Well, she was dumb as hell.
So he could have been like, oh, we're still on the break. I think people, let me get it out.
I think he wanted to communicate it, but I think it goes back to what I was saying. He could not have put him, he was already embarrassed. This girl went out and had sex with another man, and not only did you have sex with another man, you brought this man to an event.
Well, she didn't invite him. He came on his own.
He came on his own because he was invited through the company. But, you know, in the man seeing that fucks with his confidence. Now it's to the sense of, I can't do this shit anymore because she's hit me in a place that she knows firsthand that is sensitive to me. We have a history, and then she does this shit to me, and I'm like, oh, I got to get this bitch back.
I agree. I think that if people, we had this conversation at work, too. I was talking to my coworkers, and she was like, but, you know, he said that he wanted to talk to her. And I was like, yeah, Lawrence said he wanted to talk to her when she got back, but he never said what he wanted to talk about. You know what I'm saying? I think that Lawrence did miss her. I think that he was drunk talking to her, and so he definitely missed her. But I also think that Lawrence knew after Issa had sex with old dude that as a man, he wasn't going to get past that. That's another good podcast. Why is it okay? Why can women forgive men for cheating, but men cannot get over a woman?
I like that one now.
Because it all goes back to their confidence.
Yep.
So hopefully you all have enjoyed this podcast.
It was great.
Hopefully the listeners find it, you know, somewhat interesting or, you know, just engaging. This is, you know, the second try. It's going to get better with time. But sincerely from us, thank you.
Bye.